Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've given this a lot of thought over the last few weeks. And if you've listened to any of what BT and I have been saying about the Giants and their head coaching search, there's been a lot of names that have been thrown out there. It's been, okay, yeah, maybe this guy. Yeah, all right, maybe that guy. Well, I've finally come up with a definitive choice that I want. I don't care if it's realistic or not. It's what I think needs to be done for the New York Giants to finally turn this thing around. And if you are one of those people, and we've heard from some callers, and we've heard, you know, C-Mac or whoever else on the station believing that the Giants have more talent, and, oh, they're just a good coach away. If you are one of those people who believe that this Giants team is more talented than what the record says that they are. Now, I don't think they have great talent. Do I think that they're better than 2-10? I do. I mean, that's not saying much. When you say, they should be better than 2-10, okay, well, what's that saying? Should they have two more wins, 4-8? Is that really good? The answer is no, it's not. But if you are a believer in, well, they got the quarterback in place, well, they have all these studs on defense, they just need a competent defensive coach or coordinator to figure things out, that would, to me, lead you to a veteran head coach. And we've been down this road plenty of times before, with saying they need, it's New York, you don't want a first-time guy, I don't care if it's offensive or defensive coordinator, you need a proven, no doubt about it, head coach, especially if it is not a rebuild. So we can argue about where we think the talent is for the New York Football Giants, but I think it's clear that this is not a total rebuild because of the players that they have in defense and the money that they have invested in the defense, as Evan talked about yesterday on Evan and Tiki. Also, the fact that they have a quarterback in place. This is not a total rebuild. And one of the popular names you're hearing about, wow, Mike McCarthy, well, he won a Super Bowl. Good head coach, going to raise the floor. Okay, maybe in the postseason, he's not going to have great success, but at least get this team to the next level. Which leads me to my definitive choice to be the next head coach of the NYG. And that's Bill Belichick. It has to be Bill Belichick. If you're going to go down that road, and I think they need to go down that road of an experienced head coach. Flores was a guy that I'm really enticed by. I love Brian Flores, and I think what he can bring to the table for an organization if, in fact, he gets a second opportunity. I don't think this is the right fit. There's something in my gut that's preventing me from saying this is the right fit. And if you're going to hire McCarthy and you think the Giants have enough talent, now why wouldn't you just go for the better head coach? Is anybody going to try to tell me that Mike McCarthy is a better head coach than Bill Belichick? Come on. We're not really going to have that argument, are we? It's Thanksgiving. Let's not get aggravated today. Let's try to enjoy the day. You can't say that Mike McCarthy's better than Bill Belichick. I could say that there isn't a coach alive or, you know, or gone, you know, dead, that's better than Bill Belichick. He's the greatest ever. The only knock, there are two knocks on Belichick. One is his age, which I think is ridiculous. He's 73. Okay, is it ideal to hire a 73-year-old? No, but the Giants situation is not ideal. And even if he gets this thing turned around, who knows what could happen in the next 3 years? You're telling me he can't coach till 76, 77 years of age? It's what he wants to do. So the one knock against Bill Belichick is his age. I mean, I'm not even going to entertain the idea, well, you only won with Tom Brady. You say, well, who brought Brady in? Who drafted him? Who developed him? Oh, guess who? BB, Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time. So that's the one knock, his age. The other knock is his girlfriend. Now, I will admit, I don't want to deal with any of that nonsense. I hate the idea of it. Just the same way we get caught up in social media now. God forbid they show somebody's mother or girlfriend. You know, Jackson Darko's out there, makes a great play. They cut to his mother, and everybody's got you know what for his mother. Oh, like they've never seen a female before. Oh, my God, Jackson Dart's mother. It should be about what Jackson Dart's doing. So I'm going to try to eliminate that nonsense, whether it's Dart's mother, you know, Zach Wilson's girlfriend or his mother, Bill Belichick's girlfriend. I don't care about it. Now, I understand that she, Jordan Hudson or whatever her name is going to draw a lot of attention if Bill Belichick were in fact to come here. But I am going, I'm sifting through that garbage and just looking at who is the best head coach. And the answer that I continue to come up with in my own mind is Bill Belichick. Gruden was a thought. Okay, yeah, McCarthy. All right. Yeah, Brian Flores. I love what he can do. I love his demeanor. There are obviously reasons there. You know, the lawsuit, all that stuff. But more so for me, it's the inexperience that would make me a little nervous to go all in on that. The Giants have to hit on this. They have to. Now, I should say, we don't know the state of the organization with the health of Mr. Mara. So that's obviously a priority here. It's why I've kind of laid off the gas a little bit in going hard after the Giants for continuing to employ Joe Shane. Let's just see what happens the rest of the way here, the rest of the season. But if you're just talking about a head coach and you believe that some pieces are in place, and they are in place, some pieces are in place. It's not a full rebuild. If this were a full rebuild, would I be saying I want Bill Belichick? I wouldn't. I wanted Bill Belichick for the Jets under the assumption that Rodgers would be back. Belichick and Rodgers, to me, were appealing with that team. Now, maybe the Jets are better off for going in a different direction. Cleaning house, okay, it is a total rebuild. Mucci, Aaron Glenn, you at least know the direction. How it ends up, who the hell knows? The Giants are not in a total rebuild spot. And as the report came yesterday from Josina Anderson saying a couple of teams are interested from the NFL, a couple of teams in the NFL are interested in talking to Bill Belichick, and, you know, behind the scenes, at the very least, about head coaching jobs during this carousel season. This is Josina Anderson's words, according to league sources. A third team could also enter the mix. Any rate, this is the most important part from her. Belichick still has deep respect from a number of owners across the league, and that's all that matters. Yeah. Well, you wonder why. I mean, how can he ever have respect from the owners across the NFL? I mean, maybe because he's the greatest head coach that ever lived? So, forget the Jordan Hudson stuff. Forget the age for a second. Look at the list of head coaches who were out there. You saw the list that Jay Glazer reported on a week ago. Tell me definitively that you feel better about any of those names than you do about Bill Belichick. I'm going with BB. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, I don't expect this to be a reality, but it should be. And I do expect, I do believe Josina Anderson's report. I don't know about everything she's doing or where she's working and all that stuff, but I do, she's connected in the NFL, clearly. I do believe that there's some truth to that. Does that mean Belichick's going to get hired? Who knows? I'm going to give you one example before we get to the calls. Look at the team that Belichick was last, I guess, closest to being hired by. The lowly, pathetic losers in Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons. Jets are going to get a good look at them this weekend on Sunday as the Falcons come here. And for what will be, like that is such a bad game. I don't even want it a part of my quadrant as I'm watching the games on Sunday. I'm already going to be on edge because I got crap. The holiday weekend's over. Got to go back to work starting Sunday night. You know, with SNY, then Monday, who knows, whatever. I don't even want to watch that game. That's how dreadful the Jets and Falcons matchup is. But look at the loser, pathetic, lowly Falcons of Atlanta. They had the opportunity to hire Bill Belichick. He actually wanted that job. Liked the owner, respected the owner. And for whatever reason, Arthur Blank sided with general manager Terry Fontenot, who again in year five has a losing team. Again, in year five has a losing team. And now he's going to be on his ass along with Raheem Morris, the guy that they hired instead of Bill Belichick. So when you think about the young up-and-comer and hot coordinator, look no further than the loser Atlanta Falcons. They made a mistake. And they'd be fortunate if they had the opportunity to hire Bill Belichick again. And if they do, they better take it. The Giants are in a spot where they, I'm assuming they could hire Belichick. Again, who knows what's going on with the hierarchy here with the health of Mr. Mara. But let's say that everything goes okay in that regard. You don't think Belichick loved this organization. You don't think he'd want an opportunity to be the HC of the NYG? I'm not turning that down. Especially, like, if Mike Tomlin shook free or one of the Harbaughs, different story. Because I think those guys, or Andy Reid, those guys are great. Sean McVay, those guys are great head coaches. And obviously, you know, they're a lot younger and have a longer future at the very least. But those guys aren't available. At least it doesn't appear that that's going to be the case. Get me BB. Corey is on Long Island. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, how you guys doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to say our focus as a Giants fan, our focus is on the wrong place. We should not be focusing on the head coach, quarterback, wide receiver. I feel like the Giants have lost their identity. The Giants were dominant in the 80s because they had a big offensive line and big defensive line. I know it's going to sound crazy, but I feel like instead of having somebody like a Jackson Dart or Malik Nabers, we need to have a dominant offensive line, a defensive line.
But I'm not sure what you're talking about, Corey. I mean, I don't know if you heard any of the first 10 minutes of the show. I'm talking about the head coach, and you're talking about everything other than that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have Belichick, but I feel like for the last 12 years, we've been focusing on getting a quarterback or a wide dominant wide receiver.
Well, I mean, they built a defense that was supposed to be really good. I mean, look at all the money invested in that defense, and thank you for the call. Look at all the names on that defense. We all talked about it coming into the season. The Giants were supposed to be built to be a good defensive team, or at least have the defense lead the way this year. And what many people, you know, the same people who are calling me now saying, you Giants are close, they're going to win 11 games next year. Those same people said the same exact thing last year. They said the same thing last year. Well, we got Russell Wilson, a competent starting quarterback. Jackson Dart eventually going to take over the reins, and the defense is going to be great. Abdul Carter, baby! Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, Burr!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns. And here we are, where the defense has been the main culprit for the Giants' failures this year. Hasn't been the offense. I mean, it's been a lot of everything, but you get the point. So I don't think that the Giants were lacking identity trying to build the defense. That was supposed to be their identity. And quickly we learned it was not the case. Their identity became futility yet again. I mean, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Is it too much to ask to have teams competitive in New York for Thanksgiving, the football teams? And the answer is absolutely yes. We just want to have them be relevant for our Halloween. They can't even get us to Halloween, let alone Thanksgiving. I mean, once we reach November, we know the football seasons around here are long gone. So it's always about the head coach or the GM or who the next quarterback's going to be. That's why, to me, it's imperative they hire a veteran head coach. Who do you trust more to make the most out of what the Giants have on this roster? Mike McCarthy or Bill Belichick? I know my answer, and it's not particularly close. Andrew is calling from Eastchester. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Sal. Happy Thanksgiving, you and yours, brother.
You too, Andrew.
Kind of already made my points for me. I want no part of Belichick. The age, you can't discount it because they're going to have to go through the coaching process again another 4 or 5 years. And as far as a girlfriend goes, we really need, you know, her on the back page of the Post. We don't need the circus. You know, Carolina is desperate for that juice because they're not a big football school historically. We don't need the circus coming to town.
I'm with you.
That's the only reason why I'm anti-Belichick.
Right, but Andrew, think about that. Think about what you're saying. And I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't want the circus either, man. I can't deal with it. But I think in today's media world, the way that we are with social media, there's always going to be some kind of circus. But let's agree there for a second. We don't want the circus. I'm willing to overlook that because I believe in him, the head coach. Who do you want to be the next head coach of the NYG?
All things considered, give me McCarthy.
See, there you go. So we're along the same lines, and thank you for the call, Andrew. Happy Thanksgiving. We're along the same lines in that we want a veteran, established, former Super Bowl champion to be the next head coach. Well, if we're there, why not get the best one? Belichick is the best. And I guess our difference, Andrew, is that you don't want the circus. So you're like, give me the second best option or third best in McCarthy. I mean, you could throw Gruden in there as well. I'm going to the top. I'm overlooking the nonsense with his girlfriend. Who knows how long that's going to last? Who knows if there would be a change if it happens in New York? I mean, there'd have to be some kind of, I don't want to say agreement or talking to, because what are you supposed to do? It's his personal life. And he can't help. Like, I don't think Bill Belichick wants this circus. It's the media that is causing this circus because of how old his girlfriend is and because of how young she is and because how much she wants the attention. The media is feeding into what she wants to do or wants. This has nothing to do with Bill. You say, well, he allows it to happen. That's his girl. What do you mean allows it to happen? It's his girlfriend. She's allowed to do what she wants. What's he supposed to suppress her? He got hired to be the head coach. They didn't make any change in North Carolina, even with that circus. I don't think they like it. A lot of it has been negative attention. But let's just forget that for a second. While acknowledging it's a part of it, is that the most important thing? It's a bigger deal because he's been losing in North Carolina. Do you really think if you had one season to get this team turned around, you'd rather go with Mike McCarthy than Bill Belichick? Joe is calling from Oceanside. What's up, Joe?
Hey, I love the offense we got. I think we should keep Kaffa and make Spagnuolo an assistant coach. I tell you one thing with the Giants, they are so entertaining. This is so much better than last year. At least we're in the games. And Sean, with that third-round pick with the 2 sacks, he hit on his first 4 picks. Carter's going to be a monster. If you keep Kaffa and you bring Spagnuolo in as an assistant head coach, they're going to roll, because one thing Spags knows how to do is unleash the beast.
Joe, I hate to break this to you. I'm assuming you're a longtime Giant fan, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so you lived through the glory days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Parcells.
86.
O.J. Anderson, Dave Meggett, all those guys. Banks and Carson.
Belichick.
Yeah. Whoa, hold on. I'm just saying, you lived through all that, right? Die Hard, Big Blue, all those. Yeah. Tiki and all, you know, getting that Super Bowl even in 2000 with losing, obviously, Eli and Coughlin. Okay,
yeah,
all of it. Yeah. Rodney Hampton, right. Keith Hamilton, all those guys.
Ivy Carson, all of them.
How do you go from that, Joe, to saying that a 2-10 year has been entertaining and you've enjoyed this season?
Because last year was the worst possible year with Glennon and the other clown.
Yeah, DeVito, I get it. Joe, don't you think it's time that we raise the expectations a little bit again for Big Blue?
I think when you got a 23-year-old girl on your arm, I think there's only one thing you're thinking about. I don't think the Giants are the top priority.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my man.
Well, that's fair, but that's also different. And thank you for the call, Joe. That's also different than talking about how you're excited watching this team. Like, yeah, we all wanted to see the Giants be more competitive this season, and they have been more competitive, but they're 2-10. At the end of the day, they're the first team eliminated for the second straight year. Doesn't that make you angry and frustrated? You're happy just like, oh, well, at least they scored 27 points. And not me. I'm sorry, I have higher expectations than to settle for, while it is better or more aesthetically pleasing because they're scoring more points than it has been the last couple of years, 2-10 is 2-10 anyway, you slice it. I could argue that this year is even more infuriating because it shouldn't be 2-10. That is a separate issue than saying you don't want Belichick because of his girlfriend. And the way that I would counter and say, well, when he's got a 23-year-old girlfriend, the only thing on his mind is something else, not football. Well, then why is he coaching? He doesn't need the money. You think Bill Belichick needs the money from North Carolina? The answer is no. He loves coaching. That's what he loves. More so even than his girlfriend. Now, I'm sure he likes some of the stuff that comes along with a girlfriend. And maybe for a Giant fan, you have to hope that maybe the relationship will run its course in a few months. You never know with these things. I mean, it happens with girlfriends, with marriage, happens all the time. But forget that. Just focus on who. Shouldn't we all want the same goal here? We want the Giants to get better on the field. Forget about the off-the-field stuff. We want them to get better on the football field. One way to do that is to hire the best head coach available. Tell me again definitively who's the best head coach available. Who is better definitively than Bill Belichick? There isn't one. You can't tell me it. It's a trick question because there is no answer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.